Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We will just worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah. life out this man. We thank God for all of you. Yes, sir.
Unfortunately,
My friend, we were only 14 years old. They played a form of Russian roulette. And what they did is they took all of the gunpowder out of a bullet. If you take the gunpowder out of a bullet, and then you just leave a little bit, it acts like a blank, and it just goes. But they were in a hurry, right, to play this trick on him because he was coming out the door and getting ready to come to the house. So they didn't get all the gunpowder out of him. So they quickly put the bullet back together. When he walked into it, they pulled it. And he fell, and he thought it was a joke. Everybody was laughing until they got up and saw the man just killed him instantly. Shot him in the head because they were playing a form of Russian roulette. Your soul, stop spinning the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Don't play with God. Heaven is way too important to take chances. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm not trying to scare you, but Paul's there on the terror of the Lord. We and today is not about coming to church and keep playing the same old goal game that we played all of 2017. But today is about being real. Can we all say praise the Lord? So Luke 20 verse 19 reads, and the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable that he had said. And they watched him and sent forth spies, which should feign themselves. You had to watch who did your copy. Because they weren't real, they were phonies. That they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him under the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teaches right. Come on, if you know he's saying and teaching right, you ought to what? Follow him.
Amen.
But when you have some conniving in your heart and you're not right, You can even know the truth, they won't follow the truth. But how many know if you know the truth will
set you free? Make you free.
There's a difference between being
set
free. But I said, I won't set you free. You know, every time that man, we got a bird, so sometimes we have to set them free. I mean, you got to open the cage up and let it out. But our bird is not like other years and Sister Gibbs' bird. They bird will let himself out. So there's a difference between someone setting you free and being made free.
Yeah.
Birds, I make myself free. I don't need you to set me free. So the truth will
make you free.
A lot of us are all messed up in our minds. Because we don't follow the truth. The devil likes to confuse the church. All right, I'm going to preach that. Let's keep going. Amen. And they ask him, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly. Mind yourself without a person of any, but teaches the way of God truly. Wait, if you can say somebody's teaching the word of God truly, what stops you from obeying and following them? How do you do that? We know that you teach rightly. We know that you don't have no favoritism. You don't show partiality. And what you teach is truth and it is right. But you don't follow. He said, is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or no? But he perceived there, everybody around you went there for a real reason. So you need to know who's in your environment. Amen? He perceived their craftiness and said unto them, God said, why are you testing me? God said, you're trying to outsmart
me.
You're tempting me. Show me a penny whose image and superscription had it. They answered and said, Caesar's. He said unto them, render therefore to Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and he and them. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we bless your name today. Lord, we don't question your sovereignty, but we say, Lord, thank you. For the scripture that says, Lord, in all things we ought to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning pretty dark and I fall this morning, had cold weather out there this morning on my way to pick up the wife. But the Lord changed my whole message. Amen. You know, that's how God is. I don't want always to prepare a message unless God's involved.
Yeah.
And remember, I told you many times I prepared the message. And then when I finished, I thought it was all set this morning. God said that was your message. He said that message wasn't for the people. He said I was talking to you. Yeah. I'm so glad God loves us enough that He'll speak to us privately. You know, because everybody knows the situation that's going on with Minister Simon and his family and Brother Justice. And I just, my mind was in that way and I was preparing a message. So the Lord talked to me all day yesterday, all night Friday. I said, well, Lord, I ain't got my little notes together. And then this morning, he said, you put away the notes. Those notes weren't for the people. That notes were for you. Because we have to lead by example. Amen. We have to lead by example. So the Lord just started speaking scriptures. You know, a lot of times when the Lord speaks, I just write the scriptures down. I can't give you all of them. Amen. But I know if God's giving me scriptures, there's a need. Because the Bible says, if we come to church and we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we. So someone this morning, God is speaking to you. Because He already talked to me. He talked to me this morning. He talked to me last night. I just knew somebody called me and said, you're still at church? I said, yeah, I'm getting the message ready unless you want to take over. I ain't getting a volunteer. So I just knew I had it. You know, but I love the Lord so much to know that God loves us enough to speak to our situations privately. That's what's so good about having a Savior. And having a personal Savior. Amen. A personal Savior speaks to your personal situations. Amen. Any kind of Savior can't do that. Right? Because the Bible says He knows what things we have need of before we have. Well, let me give you the title of our message. Amen. God already preached to me. God already talked to me. Now I want to talk to you. The book of Isaiah, God says this to His people. He said, come down and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, He said, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, He said, they shall be as wool. But then He said, if ye be willing and obedient. A lot of us are willing to come to church. But when it comes to obeying God, that's where the challenge comes in. We know God's word. How many know God's word is true? We all know it's true. He said, yes. But then we stop because we're not obedient. So if you have, it's partial obedience, the same as full obedience. It's partial obedience. It's a trick question. It's partial obedience, the same as full obedience. Your level of obedience to God determines your trust in God. You with me? Your level of obedience to God determines your trust in God. Right? For instance, the Bible said, pay your tithes and offering, which is only 10%. I go to the restaurant, and you know, my wife said, you got to give your 15%. But I don't give God the 10%. Right? So I don't give God 10% no more. I'm just talking about me. If I can get a restaurant and all he's doing is taking my money, I can definitely give God 15% when he's giving to me. Alright, that's a hard subject. But if I trust him, I will. I will be. If I don't trust him, God, you gotta understand, I gotta pay this bill. I can't give you my money. Listen, everything we have belongs to who?
God.
Everything we have belongs to God. So when I obey God, him. If you don't, obey him. So if you pay your tithes and give your, God says, I've opened the, he ain't gonna open up that door. He's gonna bless you. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. So since I trust him, I'm going to obey him. And I can tell you that God has made ways of knowing. Because I trust him, I obey. But if I only have a little obedience, I don't have full trust. Are y'all with me? If I have partial obedience, I don't have full trust. Amen. The problem, now Solomon, I already told y'all we ain't gonna shout. Right? We're look at somebody and say, we're gonna get it together. Amen. We're gonna get it together, right? How can we live for God? Jesus said, if you love me, who said this? If you love me, he said, in John, am I commanding this or not? So if I love them, I'm going to obey them. Pull up 1 Kings 11, 6. I just want to read this for you. Right. Now, I already told you I have a lot of scriptures. I didn't give you all to you, but I'm going to give you the ones that matter. Right? Because Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. Solomon gave us eons and eons and eons. He gave us all the scriptures on wisdom to find God. How did he be so wise? And don't even follow your own instructions. Right. So 1 Kings 11, 6 says, Solomon, Simon did evil what?
Desire the Lord.
Well, what was the evil he did? He did not what? Wait a minute. You mean if you know to do good and don't do it, it's sin? This is what James said. You know to fully follow God, but you don't do it? It says Solomon did evil because it didn't say he didn't follow him. You know what I mean? He did what? It's a difference between follow and fully follow. Because if I fully follow, I mean I will fully. And because Solomon refused to follow God, his wives turned his heart. That's verse 5 for you. Just read before that. So a lot of times we say, well, how did you get in the spiritual place that you're in? Because you're not following God. And you want to say, I go to church, I do all this, but are you fully? All right, now y'all get quiet. Look at somebody say, are you fully? Look at somebody say, are you fully? Following God. Our necessity is stop trying. I love the tea out of stop trying to stop what? Alright. Do I need to hang our microphone from the ceiling so everybody can hear this? Do you have to stop? She can't do it. She can't do it. You can't outthink God. Stop trying to outthink God. Hold on, is that it? Y'all need me to make that bigger up there? Y'all help me? Yes, I ain't preaching on this, trying to teach you so we can get it right. So the next is,
stop trying to be
for what?
Just trust.
Amen. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Now let's go back to Luke, the 20th chapter. Now, we're going to deal with two different groups, the chief priests, the scribes and the Sadducees. These are the religious people. Religious people will know the truth, but they won't fully follow God. A lot of people come to church and they are religious. I believe in God, but they don't fully. If you say, you say, I follow him all the way. What the priest said, I draw. Anybody draw the line? I follow him. All the way. So verse 19 says, and the chief priests and the scribes, the same hour, sought to lay hands on him. You already know he messed up. everything else out to fight for me. He said, if I needed to, I could call 12 legions of angels that could fight for me. If God could call 12 legions to fight for him, and his Bible said, if we in Christ, we got the same privilege that he had, God can call legions of angels to fight for you. Don't let the devil treat you. And you stop trying to outthink God. Can we say hallelujah? For they perceive that he has spoken this parable against them. And they watched him. And sent forth watch who's in your environment. Watch who you're around. Because everybody that's around you is not there for the right reason. How many know the devil has setups? And a setup is designed to get you off track from following God. Amen. Spies who should feign themselves. Everybody in church said to say, ain't in church for the right reason. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Even in the lobby, everybody that's here is not here for the
right reason.
For the right reason. But God knows. And they might take hold of his word, but so they might deliver him to the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and
teaches rightly.
If he says the teaches rightly and you confession that, then that's where you ought to stop. But when you have craftiness and they see in your heart, hallelujah, you think you can out thank God. It cannot happen. Amen. Teacheth rightly, neither accepteth thou the person of any, but teacheth the way of God. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he perceived their God, their deceit. There was no sincerity in what they were asking. They were trying to outthink the Lord. Have mercy anytime you get to the place where you think you're smarter, smarter than God. And he said unto them, why are you even trying to test me? What? God said, I'm the judge of all the earth that do right, and you trying to test the judge? How do you test the judge that knows all things? He said, what are you doing trying to tempt me? Amen? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription have it? They answered and said, Caesar's. He said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things that be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be
God's.
Hallelujah. I wonder today, are we living in a time where we're giving the things that should be going to God to Caesar? And the things that ought to be going to Caesar, we keep giving it to God. Right. You can't outthink God. All we have to do is trust him. Amen? Just trust him. And they could not take hold of his word before the people, and they marveled at his answer and held. That's a good thing to do. When you realize you're caught up there, I know you're supposed to say, shut up. Right? Is that right?
That's right.
Everything says, well, if you can't say shut up, and he's supposed to say, be quiet, just say, sit. Even Job, when he was caught out there, he just said, I can't say a word. When God catches you out there, don't try to outthink him and make up stuff. God said, how are you going to make up stuff on me and I don't already know? There's a script in the Bible.
I know. Y'all might not be with
me. There's a script in the Bible. It says that God knows the end. The beginning was when he spoke this earth into existence. When he spoke the earth into existence, he saw every last one of us over 6,000 years ago. And he already knew our end. If I'm going to have confidence and trust in somebody, Lord have mercy. I've got to have that the one that knows the end from the beginning. Amen? But they were trying to trick the Lord. You can't outthink. You can't outsmart me. Hallelujah.
Right.
But let's just go on. Now that's, we're dealing with religious people. These were the scribes and the chief priests and the Pharisees. So they couldn't get what they got. Now comes the Sadducees. So then the Sadducees, the scripture says 27, they deny that there's a resurrection. Now what are they trying to do? They're trying to outthink the Lord. They say, the Sadducees said, we don't believe in the resurrection. You with me? But then they ask him a question about the resurrection. How can you outthink the Lord? God already knows you don't believe in a resurrection, but you want to tempt me by asking me something about the resurrection? They don't believe in the resurrection. Said Master Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die having a wife, and then die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brethren, and the first took a wife and died without children, and the second took a wife and died with childless, and the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no child, and she died. Last of all, the woman died. Therefore, in the hypocrite. You don't even believe in what you're asking the Lord. So how are you trying to outthink God? You just said you don't believe in it, but I'm going to try to test you. Believe God, trust Him. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For the seven had her two wives. And Jesus answered and said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead by the marrying are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels. Unto the angels. I could go into some places with that, but not just let the Bible say what this is. You got the angels. And the angels neither marry or nor are given in marriage, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he's not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. For all live unto him. Then servant of the scribes, Ezra said, Master, thou hast said that. And after that, they shut up. They said, we can't outthink the Lord. So they didn't ask him no more questions because they needed to trust him. Now, we went over this. Y'all don't get tired of it. Y'all get sleepy. Y'all get sleepy. I'm going to turn off the heat, open the window, open the doors. When that 0 degree weather hits you, you'll be awake up. But we went over this not too long ago. The Hebrew word for trust is betach. B-A-T-A-C-H. Betach. Now, betach means to have full confidence in. To have assurance in. Alright? So the illustration that they've given the scripture for betach is this. And I wonder how many of us trust the Lord enough to do this. Betach is to stand in the free fall battles. And you don't look behind you, you don't ask no question. Betach me, I'm going to free fall battles because I know the Lord will catch me. That's trust. You don't have to ask God. You don't question God. You say, God said, fall. You said, how far? That's betach. That means you trust God. You don't question Him. You believe God. So whatever God has told you to do, just believe Him and do it. But Proverbs 3 and verse 5 says, betach in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with trust in, remember your degree of obedience shows your degree of trust. So if you don't trust in the Lord with you don't have full trust. That means if the Lord tells you to fall back, this is what, if we just find everybody's word Right there. We're going to Betah now. Betah in Ammon. This is an illustration. But just to bring out a principle, we're going to all line up and say Betah. All backwards. You know what most of us will do before we fall?
Okay, well,
what's going to catch
you? Yeah. Well,
what everybody think? Well, I hit my head on the ground. Because we don't Betah. We don't fully trust God. When we fully trust God, he said, where he leads me, I'll follow. Whatever he tells me, I'll do because I'll be obedient to him because I've been taught. So trust in the Lord with all my heart and stop questioning and challenging God. Lean not to your own understanding. That's been taught. Right. So back in the Old Testament, how many know the Bible calls Israel the church in the wilderness? The church in the wilderness had the same problem that Paul addresses for the church today. They didn't fully trust God. The problem that Israel had is they trusted man more than God. Because when you trust God, you don't question what God says. He says, do it, just do it. So if I trust God, I'm just going to do what he says. Amen? So if you go to Let's go to Psalms 118. Now, how many Betah? Remember, that means a free fall backwards. You don't have to question God. You don't have to wonder if God's going to do it. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. Amen. Psalms 118 and verse 8. Verse 5, I'm sorry. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and sent me in a. God is blessing you. If you call on God with the right spirit. The Lord is on. Yes, Lord, I think. Because I trust you. The Lord is on my side. Therefore, I will not fear what man can do to me. Why? Because I've been talking right now. I'm just trusting God. So I don't care if it's the demon in hell. I don't care if it's an army and they're coming against me. I've been talking. So because I'm trusting in God and I believe in his word, I don't have to fear what man can do for me. I don't have to fear what the man can do for me. Why? Because the Lord taketh my part. Yes. That means God is fighting your battles. Yes. I heard somebody say, you have to learn to praise God right now. And you don't have to lift a sword. You have to praise God right now. You don't have to fight your battle because the battle is not mine, but the battle is. Why? Because I've been taught, I trust God, I fully obey God, God has my back. Can they say hallelujah? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them. The devil can't do nothing to you. The Bible says, who is he that can withhold anything from good? Hold any good from them that walk in upright. No good thing will he withhold from you if you walk upright. So now upright is right in God's eyes. Who are you walking in? What sight? Is it God's sight that you're walking upright or man? But nevertheless, let's finish this because we don't want to take all night because I don't want to give y'all no excuses for not being back to watch my service 10 hours from now. Amen? So it is better to trust. It's better to be taught in the Lord than to be taught in man. Confidence is better to trust be taught in the Lord than to trust and be taught in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put, I don't care how high they are, it's better to be taught in the Lord than to have confidence in princes. Now let's go to Hebrews 13 and verse 5. All right? From Hebrews 13, verse 5. If you trust him, you know what? You don't question God. You know, all of us have an element of fear because that's human nature. You'll find out throughout the Bible, God never, never punishes a person for fear. Right? When they do something out of fear, God never punishes them. Abraham, Isaac, none of them for doing something out of fear. Moses, he didn't punish them for doing it out of fear. He punished them for lying and doing something to be deceptive. But when out the scriptures. Anybody got this or stuff? Let me just get my wave off. If you don't wave in your hand, if you don't wave your hand, wave your arm. But God knows you got to care about them going through something. So if you don't want to, I'm just super spiritual. I'm on the wall. Nothing affected me. Wave your heart. God knows the truth.
Verse
Verse 7 says, Bill answered him and said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them that every one of them, they take a little. Now you're dealing with the creator of heaven and earth. If you didn't know what the God we serve spoke this whole world into existence, everything you see is a result of God. The Bible said, our God is so big, the heavens of the heavens cannot contain God. So he spoke everything into existence. Why are you worried about the little stuff you got to go through? Think about that. He spoke this world to existence. All he had to do was speak the word. So he, one of the disciples, Andrew, decided his brother said unto him, there is a lad here which has five barley loaves there. He didn't tell him that because he had a cash. He told him that because he thought he would outsmart the Lord. He said, but what are they? He said, yeah, we got a little bread. That's supposed to be. Lord, all I got is this. Well, what's that with so much? Lord, I have this challenge. Well, what is that with so much? You know what the Lord said? Good. I'm so glad you got a little. Because when you get your deliverance, you realize it wasn't because of what you done, but you realize it. Who did it? Come on, who did it? Who made the way? He said, I'm so glad you only got, you don't have enough to do what you need. Because when you get your deliverance, you realize Jesus said unto them, make the men. What God is saying in everyday English, what's little in your eyes is big. God. Right? But you got to bring it to Jesus. Right? So he brought it to Jesus. He said, sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down and numbered it above about 5,000. And Jesus, sometimes you got to follow what Jesus is doing in your possible situation. I need $1,000, I only got 50. Take it and start praying over it. Stop talking about what you don't have. Give it to Jesus. So the Lord took the loaves, and when he had given it, Lord, I only got $50, but I need $1,000, but I thank you. When I begin to praise him, hallelujah, then God will make a way out of no. But you've got to learn to thank God for what you have and stop complaining about what you don't have. He's thinking he distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them, and they sat down and they were all full. Now this is when you know God is blessing you. Because after they all got full, they had something left over. They had 12 baskets full of fragments left because they had something, they obeyed God. Can I have 5 more minutes and go to 1 Kings, the 18th chapter? We'll close here. You can't outthink God. You just got to obey him. He said in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, don't go there, I'll read it. But he says, seek ye the Lord by being made, be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the righteous man his thought, and our God will have mercy, and he will abundantly pardon. Why? Because his thoughts are not our thoughts. Stop trying to outthink God. Mind on his ways, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways to our ways, and his thoughts to our thoughts. The Lord said, my word that goes out of my mouth will not return for it. But it shall accomplish the thing to which I said it. So I'm just going to obey him. Because he said, actually pull it up. Go to 55. Isaiah 55. Go to the 9th. Go to the 11th verse. I think. I just want to show you. When you trust God's word, you don't have to worry about nothing. All right? He said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of mine. It
shall.
Listen, if God spoke it, it ain't going to be in emptiness. When God speaks, something's going to happen. It shall not return to you by me. Listen, the word is going to accomplish in your life what you allow it to if you obey. Accomplish that which I please, and it shall. You know, when you obey God's word, it's going to make you prosper. But you have to obey God. Stop trying to outsmart God. Now let's go to 1 Kings 18, and I promise you we'll close here. Even if I get more scriptures, Lord willing, I will return them to tonight. Alright? But understand, this is so important. We need to stop living so far below the need of privilege for what God has for us. Well, why are you living in privilege when you won't obey? I know him, I know his word, but I don't fully trust him. Just picture in your mind, if you fully trust God, you're standing on a cliff right now. And God says, now listen, God says, everything that's speaking is more God. The Bible says it's by the Spirit. To see if they be of God or not, because many spirits are going out into the world, even the spirit of Antichrist. So there's a whole lot of spirits that are talking. But if God tells you to go on a cliff and free fall back, to worry about nothing. Don't think about it when you slow down. Matter of fact, you should be like David. When everybody else with Goliath challenged the army of Israel, everybody else ran. But they didn't trust God. They didn't believe there was power in the name of Jesus. They didn't believe there was healing in the name of Jesus. They didn't believe there was deliverance in the name of Jesus. They didn't look at Goliath. You come to me with a sword and a shield. You can't outthink the Lord.
As we all understand the message come for us. None of us can outthink God. Your degree of trust in the Lord is a direct reflection of your obedience to the Lord. Your degree of trust reflects your obedience. The Bible says, in the day that you hear my voice, if you hear God speaking to you, don't fight God, don't resist him. Say, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Right? Because today is the day of salvation. God is calling someone today. Stop all. Stop dancing between God and salvation. Right? If you want to know a better way to do it, stop dancing between being in church and being in the world. You have to make a choice. You cannot be God. You got to trust another day.